It is Community Week all this week here on Northland Morning, leading up to the MCCU Twin Ports Bridge Festival this Friday. We're talking with many folks around town who work in the area of social sustainability and social work. We're speaking this morning with Kathy Herms, who works at Lutheran Social Services and is the project coordinator for Together for Youth, a social support group for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning and allied youth. She also serves runaway and homeless youth through LSS street outreach and HIV testing outreach programs, as well as acting as the Duluth Area Outreach Educator for National Safe Place. And she joins us in our studio this morning. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me in.
Absolutely. It is quite a laundry list of things that you do at LSS. It's Together for Youth seems to be just one of many hats that you wear. How do all of these different programs, besides the fact that you are doing seemingly a lot of these things, how do they all work together? How does Together for Youth find and reach out to these children out of the streets who need help?
Well, with Lutheran Social Service, we do have a lot of different programs, as you've observed. And as we work with certain youth, we find that they do intersect with a number of our programs. So we are very intentional about meeting on a regular basis to talk about some of the young people who cross different lines of our service. So you're very right in that we've got a lot going on, but we see some of the same kids across our programming.
Who need help not only because of one aspect of their lives, they may be homeless, they may be needing a place to stay, they may need some other services to help them find the health care that they need. Many different programs that you offer probably serve the same person in many different facets.
Yes, indeed. Yep. And sometimes it comes down to serving young people who have become parents themselves. So we have programming to support people who need something as basic as diapers for their children or just some temporary childcare.
Is for the LGBTQ community, there has been a lot of change overall nationally with laws and policies that have been enacted that would seem to make a smoother road culturally for their place in the world. But I suspect that for young people, it's still a hard road to travel at first.
Yes. Well, you know, it's really an interesting time to be observing this social change. It's phenomenal what's mm-hmm. happened in the last couple of years. But if we step back and take a look at what's taken place, there's been a lot of time and money and effort dedicated toward improving the lives of LGBTQ adults. And in the meantime, the kids have been doing their best to make it on their own or with some of the support programs that exist. But it is time to turn back and look at those young people behind us so they can take advantage of the social changes that have taken place for adults.
Hmm. Looking at just here in the Northland, the numbers that we're talking about, because you really are working with a lot of children who need help more than children who are, I would hope, living in homes with plenty of food and plenty of support and care. But you're working with a certain fraction of that population that are really needing some help. What kind of numbers are we talking about?
Well, based on surveys that are done on a regular basis relative to youth homelessness, our estimates are that there's 100 to 125 homeless youth in Duluth each evening, searching for a place to sleep safely. And many, many surveys indicate that up to 40% of homeless youth are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer youth. So the numbers are quite high, and unfortunately those young people remain largely invisible to us.
That's a higher percentage of the population as a whole, as far as the representation. I mean, the LGBTQ community, 40% of the population would be a high number, in the general population, but that's an astounding difference.
Right. You typically see 7% being used now to indicate the percentage of the youth population who are LGBTQ.
Yeah.
And then disproportionately, 40% of our homeless youth are LGBTQ.
Okay. Now, LSS, Lutheran Social Services, are they able to provide 125 beds a night, or is that a larger percentage than is available really for any of the help that's available in town?
At the present time, no. LSS unto itself cannot provide those beds. However, we are in the process of earning money to build a new building called the Center for Changing Lives, and we'll have more beds available than we presently have. Lifehouse also is working at increasing their numbers of beds available, and other agencies in the community. With the Steve O'Neill Apartments opening up, you know, that took a bite out of a lot of our community family homelessness. So, you know, we're working toward it. We're making decent progress, but we do have a ways to go to accommodate those youth who are homeless. And then we have to be mindful of the adults also who are homeless.
And how about that transition period as these children are coming into their identification, their awareness of their identification as they enter their teens? They're soon going to be exiting their teens and trying to make their way in the world as adults. LSS does have some transition services available to help the children who've been receiving services transition into adulthood.
Yeah, we do. We have, in particular, we have a program for young people who are aging out of foster care called Oh No 18, and it works both with development of independent living skills and development of leadership skills, and then just basic support as that transition time is taking place in the lives of young people who are in their late teens. And less formally, with the Together for Youth group, we do work with guiding those young people, especially toward academic connections beyond their high school years. Mm. So we are mindful of trying to, pick up some loose ends that typically are held by caring adults in the lives of most kids that sometimes are kind of flying free in the lives of the kids we work with.
Right. Now, being homeless is, of course, one of the difficulties they face. But in addition to homelessness, is there an additional component of danger that they face as homeless LGBTQ youth? Or is there bullying, for example? Is there? I'm assuming they're homeless because of some threat at home that they need to escape.
Yeah. So oftentimes LGBTQ kids are afraid to be out at home. So then they go to school, and unfortunately, I can't claim that schools are fully safe places by any means for LGBTQ kids. So they don't have support in either place, and as a result of that, and other risk factors that play a part in their lives, we see chemical dependency rates higher for LGBTQ kids. We see self-harming rates higher. We see truancy rates relative to school quite high. Homelessness has already been mentioned. Risky choices relative to sexual behavior, sometimes survival sex being chosen as a way to make money or to gain a couch to sleep on for the evening.
Mm. What is the best way for people who either need help or want to find out more information about ways that they can help with this program? How can they contact LSS?
Well, specific to Together for Youth, my phone number could be used, 529-2224, or the website for statewide LSS is lssmn.org, and there are links on there to our programs. And I would suggest that if people want to help LGBTQ kids, then a good way to do that is to support LGBTQ teachers and other adults in positions of being mentors and helping young LGBTQ kids along. Because frankly, right now, we see more out kids in school environments than teachers, and we need to turn that table, and those teachers need support.
Indeed. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it, and I'll make sure we have that link to that website and the phone number available on our website later today.
Thank you.
Kathy Herms, our guest this morning on Community Week here on LSS, on KMD. She works for LSS Lutheran Social Services in the Together for Youth program and other youth services as well. Here today as part of Community Week on 103.3 KMD. Tune in for a lot of these conversations all this week at 8 a.m. on Northland Morning, your community connection.